This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm going to put you two guys on the spot.
Okay.
I don't want you talking out of both ends.
Like, when do I do that?
I want you guys to make a decision, damn it. Mm-hmm. And I want the loopholes to weigh in on this as well. 713-572-4610. It is championship on the spot. Five questions from me to the loopholes. Shout out to the loopholes. If you listen, you are one. And to my two co-workers, John Lopez, Figgy Fig. Let's start with question number one.
Numero uno.
If you were starting a franchise now, John Lopez, which quarterback would you pick that will be participating in Sunday's games? I'm going to put Matthew Stafford and Jimmy Garoppolo aside.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask you, John Lopez, GM, you don't know what the situation's going to be, but you get to pick a quarterback. Are you picking Joey Burrow or Patrick Mahomes?
I think a lot of people would think this is relatively obvious, Mahomes. And I'm going to say Mahomes, but it's really, really, really close. I just want to see one more level from Burrow before I say that's our guy that can take things in the AFC.
Figgy, are you taking Burrow?
Mahomes.
Or Mahomes? You're taking Mahomes. Mahomes, you guys are both taking Mahomes.
How about you?
I'm going to take Joey.
It's not a bad pick.
The only reason is, if you're telling me that it's going to be Andy Reid calling the plays and he's going to have Tyreek Hill and he's going to have Travis Kelce.
You said starting a franchise.
But I'm starting a franchise. I think if you put Joey Burrow in that situation, I'm not saying it looks exactly that way, but I think the success level's pretty high. And I also think the few less years, the uncertainty, and what we've seen from him in a short time. Now, just like Mahomes, second season in the league, first time completed a full season, he's in the conference championship. So, Mahomes, you guys probably have the right answer, but if it's any situation,
I
go with Joey.
Yeah, I think Joey's right there.
He's going to ride with Joey. I do like Patrick Mahomes, though.
Numero dos.
Plus, Joey Burrow doesn't have a brother TikToking before games.
And I feel bad for his fiance, Mahomes. She's getting destroyed for throwing
the
champagne.
She was having fun.
She was just having a blast.
She's been with him since he was in
middle school. Middle or high school, yeah.
She was taking pictures of his JV basketball game.
You can get mad at a lot
was.
Of stuff,
yeah.
But man.
She's been ride or die from the very beginning. I'll defend the hell out of Brandy Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, pick a coach. You picked your quarterback. You're starting an organization tomorrow. You're starting a franchise.
Organization X. We can't say who it is.
So we know Andy Reid's a good coach. He's a little bit older, though.
Mm-hmm.
Zach Taylor, young guy, Cincinnati Bengals, former coordinator for Sean McVay. And then you have McVay and Kyle Shanahan. You're starting a franchise. Pick a coach.
Four greats, but an easy pick for me.
Okay.
Easy pick for me. I'm going to go with one Kyle Shanahan, and I would not think twice about it. The dude just has it. He's got experience everywhere. He's young. He can develop. I mean, look what he's done with Jimmy freaking Garoppolo. It's Kyle Shanahan all day for me. Figgy?
I'm going to go with Kyle, too.
Yeah. You?
Shanahan. All day. Come on.
I almost threw a curveball and said D'Amico. Just,
flat bill?
Just to be.
Flat bill and everything?
Yeah.
Bring that offensive mind.
Yeah.
Cover that mind. Cover that brain with the flat bill.
Mm-hmm.
You know that flat bill hat he wears?
Mm-hmm.
Not many people know this. You know it's bulletproof. Because they want to protect that brain.
You're just full of them today.
Numero tres.
This one's hard.
Yeah, it is.
This one is hard, hard, hard. Mister. That's my bike, punk. Debo Samuel.
What you got on my 40, homie?
Or Tyreek. I have never been a cheetah. Hill. Tyreek Hill or Debo Samuel?
One thing was the difference for me in this one. And that is when you look at Debo and Tyreek Hill, they can both obviously attack the edges. They can both stretch the field. They can both catch the ball. They can both outrun people. But only Debo can run between the tackles. And eventually, you're going to need 2 yards.
My you know? my fear is, can he run between the tackles for anyone, or is Kyle Shanahan just such a mastermind at using it?
Well, we know he can. So whether it's Kyle Shanahan or someone else, eventually it's going to be third or fourth and one, third or fourth and two. You're going to be able to move him into motion and let him run between the tackles. I'm giving it to Debo by a smidge because of that.
Okay, Figgy.
What you got on my 40, homie?
He's going Debo, too. I'm going Debo, but don't get me wrong.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I've had Tyreek Hill as one of the five best receivers in the NFL for 2 years.
Yeah.
But Debo Samuel just adds a whole new element. And quite honestly, I don't think we would have even known he had this element if he'd have gone somewhere
else.
Yeah,
because
we know it now.
Yeah.
But we might have never known it had he not ended up in San Francisco. But my God, do we know it. So we are all unanimous. We are going Debo, that's my bike punk, Samuel.
Numero cuatro.
All right, this one's interesting. You remember the days of Tiger versus the field?
Mm-hmm.
This is another way of saying it. Andy Reid or the Shanahan branches? Zach Taylor, Sean McVay can be connected to the Shanahan coaching tree, the Mike Shanahan coaching tree, Shanahan as well. So are you taking Andy Reid or the Shanahan branches, a.k.a. the Chiefs or the field?
I hate to sound like you do it with Josh McCown, but I'm taking the Shanahan branch. It's just been proved. I mean, it's all over the NFL. It's all over the conference championship weekend. I love Andy Reid, man. That guy did it and has been doing it with a number of different quarterbacks in a number of different ways.
Dude,
his creativity is ridiculous.
They're good.
I got to go with the Shanahan branches, man.
Team of destiny, though.
Yeah.
13 seconds. Might be a team of destiny.
Yeah. Figgy?
I agree with John. I'm going with the Shanahan tree, man.
All right. I'll go with the Shanahan tree.
We've agreed on everything.
If I had a gun to my head, I might take the Chiefs, but I just hate the Chiefs, and I don't like them, so I'm going to have to go against them, and this is me being a hater, so I'll admit it. I'm going with the branches because I'd be happy for everybody except
this,
the Chiefs. I'd be disgusted if the Chiefs won a Super Bowl. I'd be happy for anybody else.
And you know I love these types of exercises.
Call me a hater.
Because
care.
These types of exercises always give you, when you have three people rating, ranking, picking like this case, I think it kind of tells a story, a bigger story, when you look at all the answers. And right now, all our answers are the same, which tells you that these guys are really, they've really got it going on.
All right, Lopez, this is where you and me got to sit on the sidelines.
I don't want to sit on the sidelines.
Got to sit on the sidelines.
All right.
Number five.
I'll let Figgy do this. He hosts the best hip-hop podcast in Houston, Jim's and Juice Podcast. So I'm going to let him do this. This is...
I would like to hear yours, too.
Looking ahead to the
Super Bowl. One jumped out of me, the obvious one. You guys know what it is.
Looking ahead to the Super Bowl. It's going to be a little hip-hop feel. Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Kendrick Lamar, Eminem, and Mary J. Blige. I'm going to put Figgy on the spot. Rank them 1 to 5. Snoop Dogg, Dre, Kendrick Lamar, Eminem, and Mary J. Blige. Rank them 1 to 5.
Don't say anything yet.
Okay.
I'm going to write down, and you do the same, what I think he's going to say.
He's going to put Eminem 5. Let's be honest.
I'm going to write it down.
Sure.
You do the same.
Hit yourself with an RC.
All right, I just wrote it down. Here, you write down what you think Biggie's going to say among these rappers, who his choice is going to be.
This is going to be easy.
You think?
Yeah.
I think you and I already have different names.
I mean, it should be easy.
Should be easy? Well, maybe, really? I don't read you.
Now, this is a hard list, man, because all of these people are great.
Go over it again real quick, Dr. Dre, Snoop, Kendrick Lamar, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, what's your pick?
So, number one, I'm going with Dr. Dre.
I was wrong.
Yeah.
I was wrong.
I had Kendrick.
He's the reason why all of these people there. He played a big part of their career.
And that's why I picked Kendrick, because you're a real big historian on that type of stuff.
Okay, yeah, right, yeah. Number two is Snoop. Okay. Number three is Mary J. Blige. Number four is Eminem.
Oh.
And number five is Kendrick.
Okay, there you go. I thought you were going to go Snoop first. And Eminem 5. So there you go. I thought you were going to go Mary J. Blige second, just because
I've seen
how you get with the ladies. You're very complimentary.
What's your pick?
I don't have one.
Yes, Eminem 1.
I like them all.
Get off that fence.
No, I like them all.
Eminem
Guess
1.
What?
I like them all.
Guess what?
Kendrick Lamar and Mary J. Blige.
You have to.
Okay. Kendrick Lamar, Mary J. Blige, 4 and 5. Matter of fact, get them off the stage. Okay, I don't need you.
Mary J, don't need you.
Get out of here.
Kendrick is young, so he 5.
Kendrick, go away.
You have to.
Mary J, she's the queen of hip-hop soul, man.
I'll go with number one.
You have to.
Eminem. Number two.
Race car!
Number two is a tie between Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg. It has to be. I can't separate those two.
What a Super Bowl halftime it's going to be.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. There we go.
And then Mary J. Blige is last. She's gone.
Yes, she is.
I'm going to go Eminem 1, Snoop 2, Dre 3, Kendrick 4, Mary J. Blige 5.
There you go.
Yeah.
See? Mary J., I thought she'd get a little more love. She doesn't. Shout out to the female loophole. Sorry about the sexism.
It wasn't sexism.
It's all good. Very disappointing Figgy for not having her top two, but that is what it is.
Top three.
The Jags have made a decision, according to the streets. Now, the NFL reporters aren't saying it, but according to the streets, a hire has been made in Jacksonville, and it might have a lot of people around here very, very jealous. Are the Jags doing what people want the Texans to do next?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.